Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim Kalches, and we're looking at Simon Dalit. Yevorach techila matira surim, shkol halayla hayikimoy kafus, v'harkach zokei kifufim shehu negan ma'ashe nizkaf. So that the person says a bracha of matira surim, that the whole night he was in the state of sleep, the person is held bound, as it were, and now, as he awakens and is able to move, so he is there's a moment of matira surim. His physical limitations have been removed. The next step beyond that is that a person is actually able to stand up, which is okay. Kifufim, the person who's bent is now able to be standing. So we said this a day before, that if a person is able to be zokef kifufim, so this idea includes the lesser events of matira surim as well. So the bracha really goes on both, and therefore, if the person incorrectly so said zokef kifufim first, he would not go back and say matira surim. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings on this that the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Derech HaChaim all say that the person said zokef kifufim first, he could go back and say matira surim afterwards. However, the Pirkei Avot says, since it's a machlokes, the best thing to do, if possible, to have somebody else be motzi you. Now, we discussed before, being motzi somebody requires a minyan, but for this purpose, because of the issue of a person not being able to say the bracha himself, because of the suffix, even if we would not be able to have a minyan, saying it with a minyan, just have one individual being motzi you would be sufficient to be able to be yotzei. Okay. Now, but let's assume that the halacha of the chayadim is true. He continues into Simon Hay, and he says, what about the following scenario? A person started to say the bracha, bracha to Hashem. And when he started to say bracha to Hashem, he intended to finish off the bracha, zokef kifufim. He said, okay, great, I'm holding the bracha, zokef kifufim. Bracha to Hashem, Hashem, you're blessed, that you're zokef kifufim. Then he realizes that he had not said matira surim yet. So he said bracha to Hashem, that's all he said, or bracha to Hashem, lokeinu melech olam. He has not said the end of the bracha. His intent was to say zokef kifufim. But he realizes that if he says zokef kifufim, that he will not be able to say the bracha of matira surim. On the other hand, he hasn't said anything yet. So maybe he can switch. So are we concerned with what he's thinking when he says, when he plans to say the bracha? Or as long as he said the bracha properly, we're not really worried about what he was thinking when he says bracha to Hashem. So the Chayyadim says, in Bishah Shomer in Simon Hay, Shomer bracha to Hashem, Hoyza Kamanos al-Varach Zokef Kifufim. He intended to finish up Zokef Kifufim. Yesayim Zokef Kifufim. So that's what he should do. Even though by doing so he will lose the bracha matira surim, but if that was your intent, was that's what you should do. So we had this before. If you say shloim sani isha first, according to chayyim, you don't go back and say the previous brachas. And since that's true, we have the same conundrum. If I continue as is, I'm going to lose other brachas. I haven't said anything yet. Maybe I could just say the correct bracha of, or the bracha which would I was supposed to say at this point, Shalosh Ani Goy, not Shalosh Ani Ovid or Shalosh Ani Isha. He says, no, you finish up the bracha as you thought. Mikolshkin Bishar Bracha, Shal Yaakov and Alaseder, Yisayim Kemoshachosha, Bishroshah, Hizkar Hashem. So this is based on the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas says that Rashi learns the Gemara. The Gemara presents at least one possibility in the Gemara. It's two tzadim of a shayla in the Gemara. The Gemara presents that the real Iker moment of a bracha is not when you finish off and say the words, it's when you say Hashem's name. You're saying, Hashem, you should be Baruch. Why should you be Baruch? Because you've done X, Y, and Z. So you're thinking about that at the time you say Hashem's name. If you're blanking, you're not really saying, Hashem, you know, you're wonderful. You're Baruch. Why? I don't know. I'll figure out when I get to the end of the bracha. That's obviously improper. So at the time you say Hashem's name, you want to be aware of what you're saying. So Hashem, you are what you are, Baruch. You are the source of all bracha because you have done X for us. You should be thinking of that when you say Hashem's name, and that's really the ikar moment of the bracha. The more presents that as tutzdam of a shayla is the ikar when you say Hashem's name, or when you actually finish off the bracha. That's the more's two possibilities, and the Gemara remains with a suffix. The more never answers the question. So because of this issue. So the Chayyadim is following the idea that you should not go back because of the Suffolk, and that's why Rashi learns the Gemara, because of the Suffolk, a person should not go back, you should just finish off the bracha as you thought, then you will have thought the bracha properly and said the bracha properly, even if it wasn't the right order, and you will go back. In most scenarios, you can go back to the correct order, the other brachas that you skipped, and according to the Chayyadim, by Bekei Chivrim, you would not be able to go back to the bracha. I'm sorry, not by Zokef Kufafim, you would not be able to go back to the bracha that you skipped. Have a good morning.